This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on August 5th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours of Monday Night Trivia. I have a new question. We got new bumper stumpers and a theme. And of course, when all else fails, you can have your own category. And we prove that every week. Sky is the limit. Everybody knows something about something. So the important thing to remember is phone number, because you're going to use it. 888-876-5593. 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. The prizes aren't worth the postage they take to get to you. It takes forever to get anything, so you're largely doing it for the fun of it, but eventually something shows up. All right, but hopefully you'll have a good time with this. I've got some nice bumper stumpers. And I've got an interesting question. Now, last week, I threw out four different questions, and you knocked them all off, so there's no stragglers. But we'll start with this one, and we'll see how quick it goes. You hear it all the time, the boss from hell. But the first time an employer was widely termed that way was in the 1980s. What employer deserved that handle? Yeah, first time widespread use of the boss from hell. All right, so with that in mind, I believe we're going to start with charts, and it's going to be John in Chicago. John, how are you doing?
Real good. How are you tonight, Raleigh?
All right, so we're going to do 1968, I assume, August, this week in 1968?
That sounds good.
All right, let's see what we can do here. Number one, Hello, I Love You.
The Doors.
Number two, Classical Gas.
Mason Williams.
Number three, Stone Soul Picnic.
A Fifth Dimension.
Number four, Grazing in the Grass.
You Massacana.
Number five, Hurdy-Gurdy Man.
Donovan.
Number six, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Rolling Stones.
Number seven, Lady Willpower.
Gary Puck and the Evening Gap.
Number eight, The Horse.
Cliff Nobles.
Number nine, Turn Around, Look at Me.
The Vogues.
And number ten, Sunshine of Your Love.
Cream.
Absolutely right. Let's see how far you go. You've already won, but let's see how good you are at this. Number 11, Born to be Wild.
7 Love.
12, Pictures of Matchstick Men.
Pictures of Matchstick Men. That one I don't know.
Well, you still did extremely well. It was Status Quo, the Pictures of Matchstick Men. All right.
Okay.
Good deal.
Well, Thank you.
Hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right. So John starts us off. He's a winner. And like I say, it's the fun of it. Eventually you get something, but don't hold your breath. All right. So now, we're going to do more charts. All right. Brian and Joliet. Brian, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. I hope you're doing well. And thank you. I was napping, and I got up in time to hear you play my request for There Is by the Dells.
Yes.
I thank you for that. I love that song very much.
Oh,
and ready for some chart toppers. How about first week of February 1969. Give that a try.
Okay, 69. All right, let's get 69 out here. Let's see. It said 68 on the screen, but that's okay. I can do this. All right, February of 69, here I am, and it definitely is the first week. Number one, Crimson Clover.
Tommy James and the Shondells.
Number two, Everyday People.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Number three, Worst That Could Happen.
Brooklyn Bridge.
Number four, Touch Me.
Doors.
Number five, I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. Number six, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. Certainly not the original, but the hit.
Supremes and Temptations.
Yeah, absolutely. So much for Dee Dee Warwick or Madeline Bell. Anyway, you're absolutely right. Number seven, I Started a Joke.
Bee Gees.
Number eight, Hooked on a Feeling.
B.J. Thomas.
Yes, long before there were any Ooga Shagas. So, yes. Number nine, Soulful Strut.
Young Holt Unlimited.
Yes, and neither Young nor Holt was on that, but you're absolutely right.
I love that song.
Yeah, I do too. Well, it's the instrumental track from the Barbara Acklin record, Am I the Same Girl? Number 10, Build Me Up Buttercup.
Foundations.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see how far you go. Number 11, Can I Change My Mind?
Tyrone Davis.
Yeah. Number 12, If I Can Dream.
Elvis.
Yes, believe it or not. Number 13, Hang 'em High. Another instrumental.
Oh, Lord. Let me see. Hang 'em High. That one, I don't know that one.
Well, Booker T and the MGs, but you still did wonderfully well. So hang on, we'll confirm that address, and thanks for calling.
Thank you, Raleigh. Have a good one.
You too. All right. So, yeah, Brian knows his charts, too. You got a lot of people to compete with on this. Not that there's any competition meant. Let's see. We're going to do Ruth from Gurney, Crayola Trivia. I can do that. No, there never was a color called statutory grape, nor was there anti-establishment. However, there have been some odd color names. All right, we'll get to Lisa in Dundee. Wants her movie questions. Yeah, what's good. We'll give her some lines, and she'll tell us the movies, as she always does. Cindy in Chicago. Oh, she has a guess on our question. Well, good. And Jerry in Montana has one, too. So we'll come back with both of those and your first bumper stumper in moments right here on WGN Radio.
You broke my heart.
Yeah, interesting group, interesting song, but who are they? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, it's your first bumper stumper. Yeah, and they were trend-setting as far as that, in some ways. Well, don't take that as a hint. All right, Cindy in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, my brother came for a visit when he was living, and I still lived in the old, and he got a book from the library. It was a biography about Bill Gates. Pretty much he said that Bill Gates screamed at someone so bad one of his workers, that he gave him a heart attack. And then in the book it said, should we, someone asked him, should we hire a man or a woman? And it said, well, we could hire two women for the price of one man and give him the crap work.
All right, so that's your answer, Bill Gates, to the boss from hell from the 1980s? Well, I'll tell you what, Bill Gates certainly wouldn't have qualified in the 1980s. You're a little early on that, but that's not it.
All right,
thanks. Appreciate it. Yes, you did. All right, so 888-876-5593. Not that he wasn't around, but he certainly wasn't thought of, I think. However, someone who was thought of, well, Jerry in Montana is going to take a guess. What do you think, Jerry?
I think it's Leona Helmsley, the hotel typhoon.
You're absolutely right. That was the first time.
No,
yeah,
you're kidding
that was the
me.
First time we heard it. Now, I couldn't believe that either because I thought, well, we must have said it before that, but no. The first time widely publicized in newspapers across the country was 1988 and 1989, of course, her trial. The boss from hell, Leona Helmsley.
Yeah, I was going to mention a couple of famous radio names, but then I decided, you know, don't do that. Just, just trying to be friendly. Can I do charts too, or
absolutely?
Do you have to do
well,
that
why not?
Time?
We'll do charts. What year and week month do you want?
September 61.
All right, 1961, a nice year. Let's see what we got here. And September, huh? All right, let's move over to a group for September. I got 61 in front of me, and we're moving rapidly to September. All right, first week in September, so maybe basically Labor Day weekend, September 1961. You ready?
I'm right here.
Wooden Heart.
Who was that? Joe Dowdell?
Yes, Joe Dowdell is absolutely right. Joe Dowdell. Yes.
All right.
Number two, Tossin' and Turnin'.
Bobby Lewis.
Yes. Number three, Michael.
The Highwayman.
I'm afraid so. Number four, Last Night.
Oh, come on. That was a good song.
If you were into Hootenanny. Yeah, Last Night, instrumental. Everybody used to Hully Gully to it.
Yeah, and just Billy Bond.
How about the Marquees? It's all right.
There you go.
Yeah. Number five, you don't know what you got until you lose it.
Rel Donner.
Good enough, yes, on the Gone label. Number six, I Like It Like That.
Dave Clark 5. No, wait a minute.
The original. Come on, you can do this. It's out of New Orleans. It was on Instant. The name of the place is I Like It Like That.
Chris Kenner?
Yes, absolutely right. It is Chris Kenner. All right.
Okay.
Number seven, School Is Out. It was on Le Grand.
I think I'm going to have to pass on that. It's not Alice Cooper, so.
Oh, Gary U.S. Bonds.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Quarter to Three Man.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Who else could you name on Le Grand? Let's face it. Number eight. Oh, man, this was produced by Phil Spector, and I think it's the best thing he ever produced. Pretty Little Angel Eyes. You must remember Pretty Little Angel Eyes.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it now. I'm just trying to Pretty Little Angel Eyes. Yeah, I can hear the song.
Right, yeah. He was from Yuma. Had a construction company there after he decided not to be a singer.
That name escapes me right now.
Will it help to hear some of it?
Yeah, well, no, because I know what song it is. I just
Well, that was Curtis Lee.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right. Number nine, Don't Bet Money, Honey. And it was on Canadian American.
Yeah, it was female. I know that.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, this was number 9, so it was a top 10 record, but she did have a bigger hit.
Yeah, I should have picked a different year. So. I just
can't. All right, well, that was Linda Scott, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you do. Number 10, Hurt. Yep, next time pick a different year. Hurt was Timmy Euro.
I was going to say that. I did. That was coming.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks,
appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-ROLLYE. All right, I love doing these movie quotes from Lisa because Lisa aces them, and of course, I've never heard of any of them. So, all right, Lisa, how's it going? Are you with us?
I'm here.
Okay, good. All right.
I just have one thing I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Last week, you mentioned that when somebody requested Lionel Richie, that there was only one that you could play that you liked.
Yeah.
Did you not like Easy?
Easy is the Commodores. Lionel Richie was
the
lead singer.
But it's only his voice.
Well, it is his voice, but it doesn't count that way. But yes, I liked Easy, but as far as that album, I liked Zoom a lot more.
I know. I've heard you play that, too. Well, one of these days, I want to call you and talk to you about the disco era and the, you know, which ones you liked and which... I've heard you play Confunction before, too.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, okay, back to movie quotes.
1941, you ready?
Yep.
The stuff that dreams are made of.
Ooh. In 1941?
Yeah.
The stuff that dreams are made of. Oh.
And let's see what I can tell you. Of course, it's a reference to a line from a Shakespeare play.
Uh huh.
But
that dreams are made of. It's got to be kind of a fantasy movie, then I would think.
See, I don't know because I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I know
the title of the movie, but that's about it. So let me look to see who played in this movie.
That might help.
1941, film noir.
Oh.
About a San Francisco private detective dealing with unscrupulous adventurers. Oh, John Huston directed it. I don't know. I didn't know that. Okay.
I'll tell you, that's not the...
It was his directorial debut.
Oh, man. So it must be pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
Film noir.
And it was a remake of a movie from 1931.
Stuff that dreams are made of.
Yeah.
No, it's not ringing a bell.
The Maltese Falcon.
Oh, for crying out loud. Okay, that makes a lot of sense now.
Talk to you next week.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. There will be a new question coming up in moments, and you'll ace it too, and another bumper stumper coming up. Right now, the news is coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And who is that? That's our second bumper stumper. Fits perfectly in the theme, and that's from 1962. Who is she? And oh yeah, she had a big hit. This wasn't it, of course, but she did have a big hit. All right, so it's time for me to come up with another question. I can tell. All right. Well, of course, terrorism in the news and whether Iran is going to attack Israel and all that. Well, we hear about attacks on people, on property, from nation-sanctioned efforts to independent terrorist groups to proxies. Well, one form of terror is rarely reported, and it's on the rise. What is it? Form of terror rarely reported, on the rise. What is it? 888-876-5593. All right, so Ruth is in Gurnee. Ruth, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, good evening, Raleigh.
All right.
I have this poignant story. And last week, I had Christmas in July. And Santa on bended knee delivered a package from the Crayola Corporation.
Ah.
And pardon me if a tear falls among thy Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas song, Christmas Auld Lang Syne, Bobby Darin. However, I have a different request for the ink spots for Corporation USA Crayola. So I got to realizing why I would be making this particular request for a trivia contest. And I want to find out what your question is first before I mention how I found out about this incredible corporation. I guess Oprah's done a story on it that I knew nothing about. And I got to thinking about the pictures that I'd seen in their brochures and what they've done in their lifetime for corporate America, their employees. And I just want to salute them because I am honored that I have two grandsons in the military with a company like Crayola. So what have you got for a trivia question?
Okay, well, one thing about Crayola, ask any kid, is the distinctive smell. Every kid who's ever gotten a new pack of Crayolas knows that distinctive smell. What does it come from?
Oxidized or something from chalk?
Nope. And by the way,
it's the fragrance back in
among the top 20 smells most frequently identified by subjects in tests.
It's true. I remember in the 50s, there was an incredible smell that didn't seem the same as the years passed by. But no, I don't recollect what that fragrance was.
You ready?
And I'm so glad that I can't remember anything about the rise of terrorism either.
Yeah, well, I'm glad about that too. But as far as that smell, beef fat. And it's
what is it?
Beef fat. And it's used
okay. It's
used to deliver the waxy consistency.
Okay.
So there All you
right.
go,
well,
beef fat.
There's hundreds of questions on this phenomenal country. I got that one right. Regarding the Crayola Corporation. And now ink spot request for them. Because it all started with ink.
Okay, so what ink spot record do you want for tomorrow night?
Whatever you would like to salute that incredible American. They restored my faith in a whole lot of things.
Okay.
When I learned what their history was and right out of Pennsylvania 65,000. So I just think anything that you'd like to play as a salute for this patriotic corporation.
Okay. We'll do it. All right, thanks.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So 888-876-5593. So we hear about attacks on people, on property, from nation-sanctioned attacks to independent terrorist groups now, proxies and all that. One form of terror rarely reported is on the rise. What is it? Cindy wants to take another guess. All right, Cindy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, but then I realized it's not attacks,
though, but like it's, you know, the robocall.
No, I don't think anyone's ever been terrorized by a robocall. They may not like it, but they're not terrorized.
I've been terrorized by it.
Yes, but you've been terrorized by a lot of things, Cindy. We've told you, you've got to join Thinkers Anonymous.
Well, once, you know, what I changed my phone number. I mean, they called me every 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, no, this is serious terror. You were not about to lose your life because of too many phone calls. Thanks, appreciate it. At least I hope not, unless somebody was jumping through the phone and getting her. I guess that's always possible, but so very unlikely. All right, so we're going to go back to Naoto in Japan. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well.
Okay, good. Good. Well, you know you're Myers-Briggs, so here we go. All right, you ready? They're outgoing and dramatic. They enjoy spending time with others and focusing on the here and now. What is it? You can either give me the initials or
I
the name. What?
I think it would be ES, ES something.
It is ES. Keep going.
Outgoing.
No.
ES.
Yeah. Outgoing and dramatic, enjoying times with others and focusing on the here and now.
That would be ES something P.
Right, so what's the something? This is very good. Or you can if you don't know what the something is, you can tell me the name of the type.
I think it to be but this is a little bit hard. Can you give me like a little bit more clue?
I don't know what else let's see what else I can find out about it. Well obviously they're frequently described as outgoing, action oriented, dramatic. They're also known as entrepreneurs and dynamos. And
That would be ESTP.
Yep, ESTP. And what's it called, by the way? That's for extra credit.
Entrepreneur?
The Persuader.
The Persuader?
Yeah, but you're right. You're absolutely, you knew your ESTP, but you know, from that description, I wouldn't have thought they'd call it the Persuader, but they did.
Yeah.
You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. Yep. All right.
Thank you so much.
Good deal. All right. Yeah, eventually we got to get a package to Japan. I can't even imagine what that postage is going to be, but we'll do it. All right. So we say goodbye to Ruth, I do believe. And Barry in New Hampshire wants Beatles trivia, and we can do that. So, yes, we hear about attacks on people, on property, from nation-sanctioned to independent terrorist groups to now proxies. One form of terror is rarely reported, but it is on the rise. What is it? And yes, it is international. It's not anything like robocalls, right? Although that's funny. 888-876-5593. We'll do Beatles with Barry coming up on WGN Radio.
Hey, Peggy, there's the captain made Chantilly Lace talking to all of the disc jockeys.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your third bumper stumper. Who is it? Well, I'm going to tell you, 1958. And, oh, yeah, he had a lot of hits. This obviously wasn't one of them. But who is he? And maybe the theme is starting to appear. Well, or not. All right, so we got a couple first-time callers, and I love to do that. Alex wants to do literature. Now, I'm not sure if that's an answer or a category, so let me find out. So, Alex in Round Lake, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Rally. Love your show. Never called before.
I'm so glad you did. So, is this a category or is this an answer?
No, it's... No, I can try to give you an answer on the terrorism one.
Okay.
Eco-terrorism?
Oh, I like that. That's not it, but that's nice. All right, so you want a question about literature. All right.
Sure.
Well, let's see what we can do here. All right. Well, you'd know that. Let's see. And I don't know what that is. They're supposed to be giving me answers. See, they have to have answers or I'm in trouble. But here we go. Who wrote The Little Mermaid?
Hans Christian Andersen.
Absolutely right. We have a winner. Now, see, I wouldn't have even known what that was, except that one of my nuts that I listen to on YouTube when I'm trying to go to sleep, you know, does all this public domain old stories. And one of her stories is The Little Mermaid. And I thought, yeah, I've gotten through about the first 10 words. That qualifies. I'm asleep. All right. Well, you are a winner. Whatever you do, don't hold your breath. Eventually, you do get something. The certificate's fun. The rest of it, like the DVD or the CD or the tabloid, you probably won't want, but it'll
That's
take a
fine.
While.
That's
all right.
Fine.
Hang on. Don't go away and call again. All right.
I will.
We met Alex. That's exciting. So let's see. Put him on hold. And we have a first-time caller with Paul in Morton Grove. And so we hear about attacks on people and property from nation-sanctioned to independent terrorists to proxies, you name it. One form of terror is rarely reported, but on the rise. Paul, what do you think it is?
The pushing people out of airplanes on the emergency exit hatch, whether it's on more likely on a smaller plane, but it could be on a bigger if it's possible.
I love that answer. That's not it, but I wonder how many of those there are a year.
I've never heard of one, but I just thought that maybe, since I never heard of it, I thought it was possible.
Oh, no. I've actually heard of it, but in single numbers, not like 20. But
whoa. Yeah, I was going to figure that if somebody tried to do it to someone, that it would count as much as... I wasn't thinking of numbers of people. I was thinking that by incident number as opposed to numbers of people at one time.
Yeah, well, this would be incident numbers. So, yeah, it would be incident numbers, but there were a lot of them. I think we would have heard about it if people were getting pushed off the planes.
No, what I thought was, too, that it was totally unreported because it was probably thwarted. But the fact that the threat would be there.
I like it. That's a very well thought out answer. It's just not right. So call me again soon.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888-ROLLYE. And we've done our bumper stumpers up for the hour. So we can move directly on to Barry in New Hampshire and his Beatles trivia. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Rolly.
Okay, so we're back to the Beatles, huh?
Right. I didn't call last week because I was overseas, the first time overseas.
Where'd you go?
Azores.
Azores.
Graciosa.
Wow. What?
Graciosa.
What caused this?
My friend, he's from there, and he bought a house there, and he goes there for like 3 weeks during the summer.
Really?
There's more cows than people on this island. In fact, we had to clear the road because there was like a whole crew of cows and bulls coming down the road.
Really? Well, that's interesting. Yeah. I must admit, I don't know anyone else. And I mean, it's not that it's that far away. It's kind of in the Atlantic Ocean there and all that. But I've never known anybody who went to the Azores. All right.
It's the closest European country.
Well, technically, that's right. That's right.
Portugal. Yeah. Well, I mean, owned by Portugal.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
But
I've seen pictures.
We also stayed at San Miguel. St. Miguel is the first. This island is too small for a big airplane to land, so we had to go to San Miguel, We stayed there two nights, and then we took out one of those puddle jumpers with the propellers to get to the island. It takes about an hour to get to his island.
Wow, yeah, San Miguel, it is the largest island. It's got a lot of craters and things like that. Like I say, I've seen a lot of pictures.
Yeah, we actually walked inside a volcano.
Wow.
That was one of our hikes.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Like I say, I know they're Portuguese. I know they're there. I know they have all sorts of eruptions over the years. But other than that, I've never known anybody. I know Santa Maria is the oldest island. And so that's fascinating to me. All right. Well, good deal. Welcome back.
Yeah. Thanks. Yep.
All right. Yes. Now, here you go. You'll get it right away. Who took Ringo's place on drums when he temporarily quit the band during the White Album recording?
Well, okay, I thought you were going to say who quit the band or who played with the band because Ringo got tonsils taken out. It was a guy named Jimmy Nickel. He only did it for like 3 weeks while they were touring. Paul played drums on the White Album.
Absolutely right. It was Paul McCartney. So Ringo temporarily quit for, you think it was tonsils is why he quit? Huh. All right.
No. He walked out because he didn't think that he was frustrated with the politics that were going on. So he left for a few weeks. Okay. But Jimmy McNichol, he was only a Beatle for, a couple weeks. They toured Sweden, and the Ringo met him down in Australia for the rest of the tour. But he substituted for Ringo, and then he just went back overseas, back home.
Wow! Wow.
But
interesting. Yeah. So he was a substitute touring Beatle. All right.
Yep.
Well, anyway,
yeah.
You knew it was Paul on the White Album, so hang on, you're a winner. All
okay.
Right. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And I do believe we're going to do more hominins with Johnny D. How's it going tonight, Johnny D?
Oh, okay, Raleigh. Yeah, it's going all right. But I'm over here sitting here. I'm trying to go through some things in my mind, you know.
Uh-huh.
Of things I'm trying to think of.
Uh-huh.
And I'm forgetting. I'm thinking, oh, my God, I can't think of anything, you know. I mean, the things that you might ask me, you know.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm forgetting all the names of things. But
No.
Yes. Listen, I got a guess on your terrorism thing.
Okay.
Terrorism? What it is, I heard they're terrorizing farmers. They're going and picking up their chickens and throwing them up in the air to see if they can fly. And then they come down and break their legs.
That's great.
And the farmers.
That's great, but that's not it. I like it, though.
Oh, that's not it.
All right.
You told me that I terrorized the chicken.
Well, that you have, yes, but that doesn't count. All right, now.
I terrorized the chicken.
Here is the deal. We're going to give you a multiple choice because I know you love your multiple choices. So.
Yeah, I can figure it out.
All right. What is the term used to describe the interbreeding between Homo sapiens and Neanderthals? A, hybridization, B, speciation, C, mitosis, D, endosymbiosis.
Woo! What was C and D again?
C was mitosis, and D is endosymbiosis.
Okay. A was hybridization.
Right, and B is speciation.
Speciation. Well, I'm going to go with... I'm pretty sure that it is A.
You're right, it is hybridization.
Right. Okay, good.
All right, good deal.
Okay, great.
See, there you are.
You know, it's like a hybrid. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Hybrid. Okay,
all
then.
All right, hang on, don't go
Thank
away.
You.
We'll confirm that. Yes, indeed. Johnny D. knows his hybrids when it comes to Neanderthals and Homo sapiens. Yes, a lovely combination, I'm sure. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. We got more guesses from Cindy, which is always entertaining. Don in Beloit wants World War II planes. Whatever you want, we'll do. We got another bumper stumper coming up right after the news from 1958, a fine song. Is the theme becoming apparent yet? Hell, the artists apparently aren't. And what about our question? We hear about attacks on people and property, from nation-sanctioned attacks to independent terrorist groups to proxy groups. But one form of terror is rarely reported, but on the rise. What is it? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? And what do they have in common with everybody else who we played? I can tell you that came out in 1958, and that probably has a little to do with the answer, if anything. I have a question that's out there. We hear about attacks on people and property from nation-sanctioned efforts to independent terrorist groups, now to proxies. But one form of terror is rarely reported. However, it is on the rise. What is it? 888 876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, so what do we have here? I believe Don in Beloit's been waiting for his World War II plane question. How's it going, Don?
Hey, cyber terror attacks?
Nope.
How about shipping or boats stealing big ships and stuff like that? Piracy?
Absolutely, we have a winner.
You know, that was my first, you know what? The Door County Maritime Museum had a big special on this. It was a few years ago, but it was quite a special exhibit on that.
Well, you are a winner. Yes. Apparently, yeah. The deal is, pirates basically attacking cargo ships. There were 120 incidents in 2023 resulting in the loss of lives and goods, including the first hijacking of a vessel off Somalia in several years. But incidents happened around the world, including many off the South American ports of Brazil, Peru, and Colombia. So, yes.
That's I got to tell you, I went to the Steam Engine Festival in Freeport, Illinois, over the weekend. Uh-huh. It was fun to see these. I'm with my old buddy Steve, and what really got me, Raleigh, and maybe your listeners, was I wanted to see downtown Freeport. So I'd never really been there in a while, and it just blew my mind this tribute that our citizens there did in Stevenson County in 1871. They erected this gigantic limestone obelisk to the dead from the Civil War, right? Mm. And then in the 20s, they changed it to all the veterans. They put every single veteran in the Civil War on like a bronze list by like company and unit. Mm. It's just a very moving tribute because there's these 4 7-foot bronze people on each corner, and they represent all four, the artillery, the cavalry, the Navy, and the ordinary soldier. So anyway, I looked around this and took a few photos, and it was just really an amazing it was just an amazing thing to see. I just amazing how they, you think they were proud of their veterans in Stevens County. You bet they were.
All right. Good deal. Well, you're a winner.
Play a floaters? Do you like the floaters? Do you like the floaters?
Float on? I think I like I think I like Dr. Demento's parody "Bloat On" by the Bloaters a bit better.
There's so many different. I'd never heard of them before, but I just was going to mention it. Okay.
All right. Well, you're a winner. Yeah. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
That's absolutely right. Pirates. All right. So Cindy was guessing again with identity theft. No. Terrorism. You know, things that lead to loss of lives, not just loss of bank accounts. Not that that's anything to sneeze at, believe me, but it's not terror. All right, and hopefully Cindy and everybody else will never know terror. So, although these days, who knows? All right. Happy Hours is a popular name for restaurant discounts at certain times of the day. 20 years ago, it was also the most popular name for this. What? Happy Hours, the most popular name for this 20 years ago. 888-876-5593. So there's my question. You've got my bumper stumpers, and it's time to find out what Jim in Richmond has to say for himself. Hello, Jim.
Hello. How are you this evening, and how was your weekend?
Well, it was busy, unfortunately. I'm looking for the weekend when I can actually relax, but I think it's probably going to be at the end of the year.
That's what you've been talking about for a long time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It sure isn't now, but hopefully soon. How was yours?
It was great.
Good.
And I want to tell you, today is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. All right, Jim.
How
did you celebrate?
Just sitting at home because everyone is in, in other states.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear from any of my sons, even the one that I've been talking to, but I talked to his wife today.
Good.
And I want to talk to you tomorrow about my grandson. He has to wear a helmet now 23 hours a day, and that's not what we want to talk about tonight.
Right.
But I'm going to call you tomorrow.
Okay.
And my guess has already been blown. So.
But you want a Big Bang TV show, correct?
Yes.
All right. So. In this episode, The Apology Insufficiency, Sheldon goes to the Cheesecake Factory to drink away his troubles. Before taking his first shot, he raises his glass to, and what was he toasting?
Oh, I don't remember, but all I know is he never drank it because he kept spitting it back in the cup.
Yeah. Sheldon's suffering from Howard not accepting his apology, so he tries soothing his problem with alcohol. Howard later accepts his apology when Sheldon gives Howard his cushion to the spot on the couch. All right, so what is he toast to? To the metric system.
Oh, I blew that one.
Well, I would have too. All right.
I have seen every episode at least 3 times. And basically, I listen to them.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and I've seen them. So, and I thank you very much for all the things you do for me. And I really hope you will listen to me about my grandson's problem tomorrow.
Call us tomorrow night. I'll look forward to it. Yeah.
And also, too, so I heard my voice on the phone, and I hate it.
Oh, no. You know, everybody says that, but don't feel that way at all. Your voice is perfectly fine. And we'll talk to you tomorrow
night. I don't understand how I could have 25 kids on the ice and talk to them with this voice.
Oh, the voice is perfectly fine, but everybody just about is surprised with how they sound when they hear it on a recording.
Mm-hmm.
But you sound just fine. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
And I thank you very much,
right,
and have a great day.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, so absolutely. Sounds good to me. 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. So, let's see. We've got Cleveland Dennis is going to guess on our bumper theme. All right, Cleveland Dennis, what do you think?
I'm just going to say off the top of my head, Sue Records is the theme.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
You got a theme. That's
a
good.
One.
Yes, they're absolutely right. Juggy Gales and Bobby Robinson, Sue Records. Yes.
Well, I don't know them so much, but I knew Barbara George, and then I kind of missed the first one, but anyhow.
Well, no one's going to get the first one, but the first one, it was special because it was the first record Sue ever released. It was Vengeance by the Matadors.
No idea on that.
But Barbara George is interesting because, you know, Juggy had to buy that contract because she had been on AFO in New Orleans, and he bought that contract to put her on Sue.
So I'm amazed how you know all that. But anyhow, enjoying the show. And how about a request for tomorrow?
What you want to hear?
I don't know, maybe you've played it with a Gene Vincent song, The Devil.
Race with the Devil, I played it last week.
So all right, skip that. I'll come back at another point, but I've just enjoyed the show.
Great to have you. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Yeah. So now hang on. We got to confirm your address. You were right about the theme. All right. So Cleveland Dennis was absolutely right. Everything we're playing tonight was released on Sue Records. And I do mean Sue. I don't mean one of the subsidiaries. So it was actually the primary label Sue, which was Juggy Murray and Bobby Robinson. And a wonderful, wonderful label for about 5 years or so. Well, a little more than that. I think from like 57 to... Well, it might have been when he finally sold it in 68, but really 57 to 66 would be the prime Sue years, and there was so much on there. And when I was putting together what to play, I thought to myself, well, if I was at the other location, I could just pick out one of those Best of Sue CDs or something. But no, these are all from vinyl, and they're all on Sue, and you'll be hearing another one of them. In fact, you'll be hearing another one of them in moments, and then we'll be talking to Cindy, we'll be talking to Mark. Mark and Aurora wants charts. Jack in St. Charles has requests. And I'm not sure if Cindy's still working on this question, but Happy Hour is a popular name for restaurant discounts at certain times, but 20 years ago it was also the most popular reference for this. What? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so we've determined it's on Sue, and it came out in 1964. Who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. All right, so Mark and Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening, and I'd like to say happy birthday to Jim in Richmond, and I'd like to say that I don't give out affirmations unless I really mean them. I'm not a flatterer. And, Jim, your voice is just fine.
Agreed.
I don't really care for my voice on recordings. I've gotten used to it.
Yeah.
But we hear our voices inside our skulls most of the time.
Right.
And when we hear them as caught by a microphone, we're hearing them as everybody else hears them. But
right.
That doesn't mean they're bad.
No, it's just different. Absolutely.
It just means we're not used to it.
Yeah. You got it. All right. So
this week, 1972.
Number one. Alone Again, Naturally.
Gilberto Sullivan.
Number two, Brandy. You're a Fine Girl.
The Looking Glass.
Yes. Number three, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right.
Luther Ingram?
Yes. Number four, Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast.
The Year His Voice Changed, Wayne Newton.
Yes.
Maybe it wasn't the year it changed, but it was definitely lower.
The year we knew it, yes.
Do you know, did he take hormones
no,
to do that? Or
I do not believe so.
Have his voice changed?
You know, I never heard that, so I do not believe so. But I don't know. Anything's possible.
Okay.
I know that Michael Jackson's father certainly fed him with hormones for a long time, but that's a different story.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a horrible story. But the only reason I know is I had a friend who was a nurse at Cedars-Sinai. Anyway, number five. Yes.
Michael Jackson's father was the reason that he got a nose job.
Well, and multiple, yeah. Well, let's. All right, number five, Too Late to Turn Back Now.
Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose.
That's right, at the Bob Archibald Music
From
Factory.
Florida.
Yes, Dania. They lived in Dania, Florida. All right, number six, Where Is the Love?
Oh, one of my favorites of all time in rhythm and blues. Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway.
Yes.
Oh, that is such a pretty song.
Number seven, School's Out.
Alice Cooper, otherwise known as Vincent Fournier.
That's correct. Number eight, How Do You Do?
Mouthin' McNeil.
Number nine, Long Cool Woman.
Yes, the only Holly song without harmony.
Yeah, well, it's not the only thing it's without, but it was a hit. Number 10, Layla.
Derek and the Dominoes.
And we have a winner, yes, produced by Tom Dowd. All right, so let's see how far you go, because you already got all 10. Number 11, Lean On Me.
Bill Withers.
12, Coconut.
Once married to Denise Nicholas.
For
number 12?
Yeah, number 12 is Coconut.
Oh, Nielsen.
Yes.
Harry Nielsen.
That's right, put the lime in the coconut. Number 13, Day by Day.
Oh, Godspell.
Number 14, if you know this, it's not to your credit, Hold Her Tight.
Say that again?
Hold Her Tight.
Huh.
Yeah, I've never heard of it, but I'm looking at who did it. I got to pull this because I'm sure because it was that much of a hit that I've got it on this computer. But let me look.
It's, can you play it?
Well, that's what I'm looking for to see if I do. If I do, we'll both hear it together for the first time, at least for me. Yeah, I've got it. All right. I was afraid of that.
Okay.
All right. So, here we go. Apologies in advance for the pain of it all.
Oh, the Osmonds.
Oh, God, and you know it without them even whining. Amazing. All right, well, never heard it before. Hope to never hear it
again. There's an electric guitar.
Uh-huh. Yes, I'm afraid you're right. Number 15, I'm Still in Love with You. Oh, there's a fine record.
Al Green.
Yes. Number 16, Happiest Girl in the Whole USA.
Oh, Donna Fargo.
Yes. Number six.
I like that song.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're the
one. Even though it's kind of schmaltzy.
You know, I'll tell you something. I'll tell a secret out of school. Val Shively likes that record, too. All right.
Oh.
Which is hard to believe, but, you know, he's not all together. All right, number 17, Conquistador.
Oh, Purple Harem.
Number 18, Rocket.
I love that with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra. Ooh.
All right. Number 18, Rocket Man.
Elton John. Oh, that's my favorite song by him, except for Blue Eyes.
Number 19, Take It Easy.
Eagles.
Number 20, Hold Your Head Up.
Argent.
Yes.
Named after Rod Argent.
That's right.
Of the Zombies.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And I think he stopped performing recently, had a heart attack, and just said, that's it, I'm done.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so
he's... Oh, dear.
Yeah, but he's still with us, so that's good. Dear. Number 21, you don't mess around with Jim.
Jim Croce.
Mm-hmm. Number 22, goodbye to... Well, hang on a minute. I got to do the news. I still want to see how far you go.
Okay.
So just stay right there. I'll do the news, and then we'll come back, and we'll find out on WGN Radio.
After today, young man, I don't think you'll have need of my consultation any longer. I know now that all your trouble started at that dance.
Dance, six dance, bananas, fire, full fans, that terrible dance.
And at that time, you were in love with a girl named Jane.
Jane, six dance, domain, fine, full fans, oh, what a shame, that Jane.
Yes, yes. It was a shame the way Jane broke your heart.
Heart, heart, stick style, oh heart, heart, oh heart, she broke my heart, 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 heart.
Yes, heart, she did. And it all happened because of a guy named Bob.
Bob, Bob, stick style, oh now, Bob, from style, oh what a style, that Bob, that style.
And just think, at one time he was your best pal.
Pow, pow, stick style, oh now, pow, 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 he stole my gal, 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 pow, pow.
Oh, how you cried and cried and cried.
Cried, cried, stick style, oh now, fire, full fire, I almost died. I cried, 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 died, died.
But now you found somebody new.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. See, the name game got it from somewhere 5 years earlier. But who is that? And extra credit if you know who the disc jockey is doing the announcing on it. All right, so we know it was on Sue, and we know it was in 1960. All right, 888-876-5593. And we are talking with Mark in Aurora, and we got up to, let's see here, we did Archon.
22.
We did 22. Yes, oh, God. You'll know it. Not to your credit, but you will. Goodbye. Goodbye to love.
Oh, the Carpenters.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time that a Carpenters song used a distorted electric guitar.
How interesting. All right, so moving right along.
Yeah.
All right, it's obviously a remake, but number 23, Sealed with a Kiss.
Oh, Bobby Vinton.
Yep, Bobby, yes. Did you say Bobby Vinton?
Yeah, good old Bobby.
Yes, all right, it is Bobby Vinton. And who did it originally?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I know who it is.
Well, you don't have to. It's a little before you. It was Brian Hyland. All right. Number
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Yes. Number 20.
My favorite song by him is still Gypsy Woman. Oh.
And that's a remake of The Impressions.
Yeah.
And my favorite by them is one that was never a hit called 3,000 Miles, but the one after that I would like most was The Joker Went Wild. All right. So.
Oh, okay.
Number 24. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Motorcycle Mama.
Fail Cat.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, 25. Gone.
Can you play a little bit of it?
Oh, I hope not, but let me see. Female vocalist, disgraced by her brother. All right, that should end.
Oh.
You should be able to do that. All right. But we'll let you hear her nonetheless. I'm sorry to say I don't have this record. As well you should be, and that's to your actually it wasn't her brother, it was her husband.
Eternal credit.
It was her husband who disgraced her, but it was although she had a brother who was a disc jockey, so I shouldn't have said that about him. But anyway, Joey Heatherton.
Oh.
And And Joey Heather...
One of two things happened. Either it wasn't played in Buffalo, or I always tuned away when it came on.
That would be the latter. And the interesting thing is that Heather didn't
marry... Joey Heatherton.
Yeah, she married Lance Renzel, who was a Dallas Cowboys wide receiver. And he was arrested for exposing himself to a 10-year-old girl while he was married to her.
Oh, God.
He pled guilty. Heatherton filed for divorce. Her career lost its luster. And some say she never recovered from the psychological shock, and I wouldn't blame her. The divorce was final in 72.
Yeah.
And then she was arrested. It was really interesting in 1985 because I didn't think she had it in her. She was acquitted of both of the charges, but she was arrested with interfering with a government agent's duties and disturbing the peace after she allegedly slapped and pulled the hair of a clerk at the passport agency.
Oh, as far as what her husband did, I think there's a special place in hell reserved for anybody who does that.
I suspect
to
that
a
he,
child.
Yeah, I suspect that he is in it. Because you haven't heard about him recently, have
he
you?
He was probably a sex addict because I had a friend back in Buffalo who did that at a construction site once. He exposed himself.
Well. Whatever. Meanwhile, her brother was Dickie Heatherton, and I sure didn't mean to cast aspersions at Dickie. He was a disc jockey and also a game show host and other things like that. And he was a
even though his name is Dickie.
Well, I think professionally he went by Dick professionally. Yes, but to the rest of us, he was still Dickie. Let's see what Lance Renzel is doing now, if we have it.
I had a psychology professor whose first name was Richard, and he was so sensitive about the Dick nickname that he decided to go by Rich.
Oh, a lot of people. I had a good friend, Barry Dickstein, who would not use that name, so he became Barry Richards. Same kind of deal. I'm looking. Renzel was traded to the Los Angeles Rams. I guess that was after he was arrested, so they must not have been too upset. Let's see. He went somewhere else. I'm trying to see, where did he eventually go? One of three men credited with expiring the eccentricities surrounding Media Day at the Super Bowl. All right, I guess that's... He retired in 1975, was placed on waivers. That ended his career. What about after that? Do we know anything? After Joey Heatherton? Yeah. I don't think we know anything after that. So we do not know. But it obviously didn't derail him right away.
The funny thing about 1972 was that at the beginning of it, I was starting to worry about whether the songs would ever be as good again, and that was prompted by the song called White Lies in the Blue Eyes, which I ended up later liking. And now 1972 is one of my favorite years in chart history.
Well, I guess I had that feeling in 1964 when the British invasion came, and I wasn't wrong. All right. that was certainly a line of demarcation.
Again, happy birthday.
Yes, to
again,
Jim.
Happy birthday
absolutely.
To Jim.
Absolutely. And you are a winner, so let's confirm your address. Don't go away. All right. Absolutely. Happy birthday to Jim. And, Mark did really well, too, on that. Very well. Impressive for 1972. All right. So we have James on the South Side. We'll do some World War II trivia here in a moment. And John and Waukegan's got a question. And Jack in St. Charles has requests. And John and Gilbert wants Bob and Ray trivia. Oh, I'll have fun with that. Don't go away, John. That'll be good. And Cindy in Chicago, I'm not sure what she's guessing on. So, as usual, that means I need to review the questions. Where'd they go? Oh, here they are. Yeah. All right. Happy Hours, popular name for restaurant discounts at certain times. 20 years ago, it was also the most popular name for this. For what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
If you want some loving,
yes, yes.
All I want, baby, is some parts of you. to make love to yes, you yes. When the lights are low.
Yes, yes, down low.
I would like to scream to yes, you, yes. Baby, just to let you know.
Yes, yes,
wow. All I want, baby, is some parts of you.
Yes, yes. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who's that? 888-876-5593, 1960 on Sue. And yeah, they're all on Sue. That was the theme. And Cleveland Dennis knew that. So all you have to do is know the records, which so far we've had a 0% success rate. But that last one before that, I'd be impressed if you know who the announcer was on it, let alone the artist. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, before we do anything else, John and Gilbert wants Bob and Ray trivia. All right, John, how are you?
Oh, doing good. Enjoying the good life in Gilbert.
Excellent. All right. So now you want Bob and Ray. So I assume we're talking.
Two and only.
Yes, Elliot and Goulding. And long before New York, they met at a radio station in Boston. You remember that? Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. The WHDH. And they had a show there, Matinee with Bob and Ray. And it was weekday half hours broadcast live. And the interesting thing was they were, unlike their later stuff that were carefully scripted, they were very impromptu. Mm-hmm. And one of the bits was a soap opera parody. What was the soap opera parody named?
Mary Backstage, Noble Wife.
Oh, no, no, no. That's later.
No?
The Life and the Life and Loves of Linda Lovely.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
But that was good. I'm impressed.
I came along later.
Yeah, I'm impressed. But yes, The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely. And that that was just insane. There's not many tapes of that left, but the ones that I've heard are just hilarious. So in ways that they never meant for them to be, but that was one of the things that they were so good at. Well, call me next week and we'll do another Bob and Ray question.
Yeah, that's good, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Linda Lovely. And what was funny about that, you can probably, like I say, look it up online, but Ray was Linda, using kind of a soft falsetto. Bob portrayed her beloved, who was David, and he was halting and deliberate in his baritone. And like I say, neither of them knew what each story would involve. And so, and that's what made it funny. 888-876-5593. Now, we had a question. Yes, I threw out one. Happy Hours, popular name for restaurant discounts at certain times. 20 years ago, it was also the most popular name for this. For what? And Cindy in Chicago wants to tell us. Okay, so what?
I don't know. I think this is a good guess because, like, Maybe more than 20 years ago, though. Like after 6 o'clock, it was cheaper for phone calls. And
Oh, that's nice. No, it was not a popular name for cheap phone calls, but I like it.
Yeah, but then anyhow, I have a request for, what is his name, Johnny D. I heard it on... on Facebook, they keep posting all these old songs from the 60s and 70s for me to, like, watch. I don't know who's doing, you know. But then, anyhow, I heard the song Convoy.
Oh, God. Yes.
Yeah, I know, but what was that ever protesting?
It wasn't protesting anything. It was a guy named Bill Freeze. He was an advertising guy in Omaha, and he had a sponsor, which was Old Home Bread. And so he did these commercials for the Old Home filler up and keep on a truck and cafe. Anyway, that morphed into a song, Convoy, under his name C.W. McCall. And it became a very big hit, a very big hit. And he ultimately moved to Colorado and became the mayor of a small town and certainly liked to drink and had a number of other songs as well. But it was originally Old Home Bread. But so Convoy was not a protest. It was actually just a commercial. But the song morphed into, obviously, the story and not a protest.
I thought it was either protesting the oil embargo
You know, you got all sorts of things. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, here's that rubber duck, you got a copy on me, pig pen, come on. Yeah, and so, yeah, we definitely got front door, good buddy. All right, so looks like we got a convoy. So you remember the words, on the dark of moon, the 6th of June, Kenworth pulling logs, cab over Pete with a reefer on, and Jimmy Hall and hogs, heading for Bear on I-10, about a mile out of Shaky Town. I say, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down. You know, and that was just about trucking. And so it was more of a period piece than anything else. There was no protest intended.
You know, and they've been playing all these songs for me, and one song I really love this song. But you know who I think was the most handsome man from the rock and roll era? I mean, I just could die looking at him. That Jim Morrison, I thought he was so handsome.
Uh-huh. Well, somebody had to.
I mean, I thought he was I thought he was just the most handsome man alive at the time. And I'm so sorry he was such a big substance abuser. He was just, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, anyway, no protest in convoy, but thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Old Homebred. It was made by Mitz, and that was Bill Fries worked for the advertising agency that had it. And the I'm sure they must have those commercials online, but they had a character who was C.W. McCall, obviously, that's the name Bill Fries later took, and a waitress, Mavis. And the commercials, you know, had the old home a filler up and keep on a trucking cafe. And, of course, the idea was to sell the bread, and it did. And then from there, it was a song. So I'm sure those spots are online. I'll have to look for them. But, yeah, he did a good job with them, to say the least. Although maybe not. Everybody remembers Convoy, but how many people remember Old Home Bread? Of course, it was regional. All right, so 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. We'll get to Chris in Lancaster, Ohio here in the waning moments of this hour, or we'll hold him on for next hour. But Chris, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
We're going to do charts, are we?
Yes. 1964. Okay. It really doesn't matter which week.
All right. Well, we'll probably pick this week then in 1964. That'd be summer of 64. And let's see, first week of August. We'll see how far we get till I have to do the news, and then we'll come back. All right. Number one, Hard Day's Night.
The Beatles.
Two, Everybody Loves Somebody.
Dean Martin.
Three, Where Did Our Love Go?
The Supremes.
Little Old Lady from Pasadena. Four.
Jan and Dean.
Yeah, number five, Ragdoll.
The Four Seasons.
Six, Wishing and Hoping.
The chart version, I believe, was Dusty Springfield.
Good enough, yes. Seven, Under the Boardwalk.
That would be the Drifters.
Yes. Eight, Dang Me.
Roger Miller.
Yeah. Nine, I Want to Love Him So Bad. Think Brill Building type creations.
Yeah.
I'll let you hear some of it. So maybe it will become familiar. So it is a group name, so you just have to come up with a group. And, well, actually, I'll let you think about it. I'll let you hear it right after the news. Don't go away, Chris. All right, so that's where we'll pick it up next hour, because we have another hour of Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
Yeah.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So there's your bumper stumper. Yes, it was on Sue, but this group certainly recorded on a lot of labels. Never any success chart-wise, but man, were they ever big in New Orleans. And yeah, all the stuff they recorded was at Casa Momotas's J and M Studios, and all of the big players were involved with them, Dave Bartholomew and everybody else. And I love that they had been an act at the Dew Drop Inn, one of the most influential and unusual clubs, to say the least, in New Orleans, and so much more. But on Sue, they had yet another name. That was one of the problems with the group. Their name kept changing, but another name on Sue, and they put out May I Have This Dance. And who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, it was 1962, by the way. All right, so now we're talking to Chris in Lancaster, and I promised I would play him some of the stumper here, which got to number 9 nationally. And I want to love him so bad. Yeah.
Down, 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 view, view. Down, 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 view, view. He lives in my neighborhood. When he walks by, he looks so good. Want to get to know him.
Ellie Greenwich and Jeff Barry wrote that. Jeff Barry produced it. And so, all right, Chris, who are they?
The Jelly Beans.
Absolutely right. And number 10, I Get Around.
The Beach Boys.
Yeah. Well, let's see how far you go since you got all 10 right. Number 11, The Girl from Ipanema.
Astrid Gilberto.
I'll take it.
And Stan Getz.
Yeah, I'll take it. Number 12, Memphis. Obviously, it's a cover.
Is this the Johnny Rivers version?
Yes, it is. Number 13, Come On and Swim.
Bobby Freeman?
Yes. Number 14, You Don't Know How Glad I Am. Pop standard singer on Capitol, female.
Wilson, Nancy Wilson.
Yes, absolutely. Number 15, Nobody I Know. Well-known group, not one of their bigger hits. Oh, yes, you do, unfortunately. We all do.
Yes.
Give up. You can do
it. Was it a duo?
No, oh no.
Was it a duo?
It was more than two. Absolutely. This was a group. Definitely
okay.
More than two.
Okay. British?
Yes.
Nobody I know. By a British duo.
No, not a duo. No, there's
okay.
Plenty more than two. More than double that.
Because I'm thinking British.
Yeah,
nobody.
If it's more than double two, how many people have to be in that group?
Five. Dave Clark, five.
Thank you. All right. I knew sooner or later. Number 16.
Thank you.
Number 16. Can't You See That She's Mine? This is tough.
That's definitely the Dave Clark, five.
No, that's what I would think, too, but this is tough, and I want to find this, because I would say that that was a Dave Clark, five, and it says it's The Impressions. Why do I not know this record? Do you know this record? Hmm. I don't think
no.
It was a Billboard.
I mean, I know The Impressions, but
right,
I don't know that record.
Right, I know. Let's see. I don't either. I wonder if it's a Billboard typo. I don't know. I'll have to investigate
Yeah,
this.
And I still think that one that they attributed to Dave Clark 5 was Peter and Gordon.
Nobody I Know. Yeah. Well, it's listed as Dave Clark 5.
I think something's out of line.
I wonder about this. This was the week of August 8th, 1964. I don't remember who was doing charts. I don't think Bill Wardlaw was there. Could have been Tommy Noonan the first time. I don't know. That's very interesting. Can't You See That She's Mine? It says Impressions, ABC. All right, so now we got to look and see whether the Impressions on ABC ever did this, because that'd be weird. Let's see. Yeah, I'm looking as we speak. Oh, my God, they did. I think. Here.
Oh.
Wait, I think they did. I think it was a flip side. Let's see here. I was there a minute ago? But no, wait. I don't know. No, I thought I saw it for sure, but now I don't think I see it. All right, well, we're going to investigate this. That's very interesting. I'm so glad you called, because now I want to know. Obviously, oh, no, I'll tell you what's wrong with this. Everything is wrong with this, because, all right, what happens after that is Keep on Pushing by Peter and Gordon. No, absolutely not. Keep on Pushing by the Impressions. Yeah. Oh, man. Now, they do have People Say by the Dixie Cups right after that and Steal Away Jimmy Hughes. But those few records, Nancy Wilson is right. So now 15, 16, and 17 are screwed up. Because nobody I know is Peter Gordon. Can't you see that? She's Mine, Dave Clark 5, and Keep on Pushing, the Impressions. Oh, man. The week of August 8th, 1964. Shame on you, Billboard. Let's see what they did the previous week. They got Nobody I Know by Peter and Gordon. Good. They got Can't You See That She's Mine, the Dave Clark 5, and they've got Keep on Pushing by the Impressions. All right, so they just screwed up the week. I didn't know they did that. Now we learned a thing. The week of August 8th, 1964. Major typos in the charts. I love it.
Do I win an extra prize for being smarter than the source?
I don't see why not. I hope you're still alive when we finally mail them. But hang on, and we'll get your address and tell John you won two things. Don't go away. All right.
I also had a request.
Oh, okay.
I also have a request.
All right.
Sorry. My favorite Diamond song.
She Say?
Land of Beauty.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll do it. It'll be tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Thanks,
okay,
Chris. Hang
sure.
on. Don't go away. All right. So that's really weird about the charts, isn't it? I love that. I absolutely love that. I had no idea there was a typo. Well, I guess that'll be a trivia question sometime in the future. Not anytime soon, because you'll remember, I hope. I didn't remember to do the break. So what I'm going to do, and we have Brett at Master Control, it's probably too late to do it now for what you're going to go into. So I'm going to do it after you're done. I'm going to do it going into the news. And that way, Illinois is weird. They do EAS tests every month, and they rotate them between the midnight hour and the noon hour. Now, other states, of course, it's randomized all the time. But this is a month where they're doing it in the midnight hour. And so there's an EAS test coming up at 20 minutes after. And by the way, you don't have to study. It's not a pop quiz. But I don't want it to be in the middle of a commercial break. So what I'm going to do is just wait until we're close to the bottom of the hour for the news, so we don't interrupt commercials, because I'd rather they interrupt me. All right. So 888-876-5593. Is 8888 Raleigh. Now with Jim. Jim in Richmond is calling back, so welcome back.
Hello. I just wanted to say I delivered chips to millions of bars, and I'm thinking that the happy hour turned into trivia questions, you know, like they would all get together and competitions for trivia questions during happy hour.
I love it, but it's not right.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's a nice guess.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Sure thing. Thanks for calling back. All right. So, it's unrelated to restaurants. That's right. Something completely different. Happy hours. All right. What could it be? So, 888-876-5593. John in Waukegan. John, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes. I would like to speak about Michael Jackson. You know, he's passed away and everything.
Yes.
Since you are a learned person about bars and recording artists, I know why he wore the white glove, but why did he have his fingers taped up? What was that signifying?
I have no idea. That's a great question.
Quite often I noticed he had his fingers. One hand, he would have it, you know, fingers all taped up.
By the way, all I ever heard on that, and that's why I say I don't have any idea, but all I ever heard was he said it feels good.
But
that's what he would say. I don't know if he meant it or not, but, you know, that was the deal.
Yeah, well, did he bleach his whole body?
No, see, the thing with that, Michael had vitiligo. And vitiligo is, right, autoimmune. And depending on how dark your skin is in the places where you have vitiligo, it's a very big contrast. So I think he did a lot to even out the contrast. So I don't think it was a case of just bleaching your skin as much as trying to find a way to even out that contrast through makeup, through bleach, through a lot of things. But the big thing, sadly, was that the word was he was forced to get hormone injections so his voice wouldn't change.
Mm-hmm.
And that came out in the news, I think, after his dad died of pancreatic cancer. But I had heard about it for years because I had a friend who worked as a nurse at Cedars-Sinai, and she had gone on at length because she was so disgusted that they would do that to any child.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But what I do know is he was awfully talented but had an awfully tough life.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to go
through all
those surgeries. And I mean, he wasn't a bad-looking guy, but he had his nose done.
Well, and the first nose job, he looked fine. That wasn't a problem. If he wanted to do the first one, okay. You know, you look at those pictures in some of those earlier albums, he looked great. But then it went overboard, and that actually affected the, viability of his nose. So, yeah, it's a tough story all the way around.
Yeah. Well, did you hear about that last phone call that he had received?
From?
Well, I don't know, from someone. He was telling someone that they don't like us, and he said, I shouldn't be telling you this. He's talking to somebody.
Well, the last I heard was a phone call where he was begging a friend who was a nurse for what he called milk, which was the anesthesia injectable that he was taking to go to sleep. That's the last call I know, but I don't know if that's the last one, obviously. So,
no, yeah. but this was, I saw this on YouTube not too long ago.
Well, okay, now, all right, that thing that supposedly someone wanted to kill him and all that, I think that's a fake. I heard about it, but I don't think it's real.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't think it's real.
Yeah. Yeah, well, just somebody's out trying to make some
right.
money.
There's always somebody treading on someone else's fame. All I can say is I think Michael Jackson is a much better place now, and I'm sorry that we lost him, but glad for him that he's at peace.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's very, very talented.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. All right. Well,
I was listening to his record, You Are Not Alone, and I just kept playing it over and over on YouTube for a while there.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I knew that guy was a good singer and he could get his harmony, but it seemed like it just sounded better now than it did, you know, years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, well, I'm going to let you go then.
Good to talk to you, thanks. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, so many tortured lives on this planet, but in cases like Michael Jackson, he gave us so much more than we were able to give back to him. And sure, he had people around him who were great, Quincy Jones and others, but nonetheless, it was a tough, tough life. All right, so are we going to do some World War II trivia with James on the South Side? How are you tonight, James?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I can't wait.
Thank you for taking my call.
Always. Always. So, we're going to talk World War II all the way around. Well, we have several things to discuss. So, let's see. During World War II, what group of servicemen were known as the Brill Cream Boys?
Oh,
Oh, boy. Let's see now. I am going to say, is it the Tuskegee Airmen?
Nope, and they aren't ours, okay? I'll say that's not the nation from which they come.
Okay.
But if they're the Brill Cream Boys, you know it's they know that you know wherever it is speaks English. So what's the group?
The RAF?
That is it. The RAF was given the nickname because other British soldiers believed that the RAF were better educated and some of them were snobs. So they
during the Dunkirk, they were actually any pilots were actually shot down. Contrary to some of the movies Dunkirk and stuff, where they were being pulled in and they're safe. In reality, during the actual, a lot of times the soldiers were saying throw them overboard because they were upset that no fire pilot protection came while they were being strafed and bombed on while they were trying to evacuate. And unfortunately, that wasn't the pilots. That was the command. The command that did that.
So you can't blame the Brill Cream Boys for that. Well, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So James knows his World War II. That's for sure. All right. So we will be taking attendance here. Gail and Roscoe is going to take a guess on our happy hours. And Jeff and Homewood want Seinfeld TV. And Sharon and Stickney is going to take a guess. And Jack in St. Charles has requests. We're going to get to him next. And, Brian and Joliet's got a bumper guess. All right. Get down with your bad self. So all that and more. And if the lines are busy, call back when somebody hangs up and it will be yours. Next bumper stumper coming up after the news. That means I'm going to have to give up a bumper stumper because I blew a break. There'll be two more, and we'll see how you do. I'll identify them all, I promise, on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and who is that? Obviously, someone on Sue, since we have determined, thanks to Cleveland Dennis, that our theme tonight is everybody we're playing. The songs were all recorded on Sue Records, yeah. So, who is she? Now, as far as East LA fans, they'll recognize the record instantly by The Midnighters, of course, because that was their great cover of it and a big hit, but that was earlier. So, who, in fact, are they? 888-876-5593 would be 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. And as far as years, 1964. All right, so what do we have? I believe Jack in St. Charles has been waiting a while to get some requests in. So, Jack, what is it you want to hear?
How about Wanda Jackson's Fujiyama Mama?
Fujiyama Mama, okay.
And Laverne Baker's Bumblebee.
Okay, I love Bumblebee, you betcha. We'll absolutely get that for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Thanks for waiting. All right. So writing down Jack's name so I'll know who requested that, and we'll get that on tomorrow night. Indeed. All right. So I believe we have some bumper guesses here from Brian and Joliet. What do you think, Brian?
Yes, Raleigh. I Idolize You, was that Ike and Tina Turner?
We have a winner. It absolutely was Ike and Tina Turner from 1960. on Sue.
Well, I had a, in the late 70s, I picked up for a buck some blues band that did a slow version of, and I haven't heard it in decades, a slow version cover, obviously, then, of Ike and Tina Turner's I Idolize You. And they also did a great, it was the Blues something or other, mm-hmm. and I picked it up for a buck. And they also did a great version of Chester Burnett, I believe it's Howlin' Wolf's Who's Been Talkin'. Howlin' Wolf, I'm pretty sure, did Who's Been Talkin'. Anyways, well, I'm glad I got it right.
Yeah, you absolutely did, so we'll add to your stash. Hang on, don't go away.
Oh, thank you very much. Have a good morning.
You too. All right, so absolutely right. That was Ike and Turner. So Brian, by the way, is the first person to identify one of our bumper stumpers from tonight. So is anybody else trying for that? Let me look. I don't see it. All right, so we'll move right on then to our trivia question here, which I have here still. Happy Hours is a popular name for restaurant discounts at certain times. 20 years ago, it was also the most popular name for this. For what? All right, so Sharon and Stickney, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Riley.
Hey, Sharon.
I was thinking in the bars in Chicago,
yeah.
they used to have drink specials.
Yeah, you're right. It's not the right answer, but they absolutely did.
Yep, I remember because I was working down there, and they had the two-for-one drinks and stuff.
I bet you they still do, although in some cases there's been a little less of that because, believe it or not, some restaurants have been sued for people getting involved with drunk driving accidents.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a little less emphasis, but I bet you there's still two for Tuesdays and everything else.
Yep, I heard it was coming back again.
Well,
so.
That's what I say. You know, I think it probably as much as of the legal feeling of it as the interest. But you betcha, especially with right now with inflation, two for anything sounds good to me.
Right.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay,
bye.
Bye, Broly.
Yeah, so glad that Sharon called, and hopefully she will again soon. Now, what do we guess? We have, let's see, Gail and Roscoe's going to guess. What do you think, Gail?
My guess was the same thing. Happy hours were lounges and bars.
Yeah, it's not that.
From 4 to 6.
Yep. All right. Thanks for trying.
Bye now.
Okay, bye. All right. So 888-876-5593. I can tell that it's a good thing that there's only a microphone between you and me, so you can't reach out and hit me because you would when you hear the answer. But if you don't get it tonight, it'll be revealed next week at the end of the show if you don't get it first. Bob in Virginia, what do you think?
Well, I think I haven't heard the term for quite a while in auto racing, but they used to use that term for maybe the qualifying or the practice sessions before the actual race.
Yeah, that's a great answer. It's not right, but they did that.
Okay.
Thanks for trying. I appreciate it. All right. So, yes, that was a fine choice. And they did indeed, NASCAR and stuff like that. All right. So, Sherry in Naperville, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Wally. I'm so excited about my answer.
Oh, yeah? Oh, good. Well, if you're excited, I'm excited. What is it?
I think I got it right because I remember going with my girlfriend who was a sales rep for WLS downtown Chicago. And we would go, it was called Ladies Night, and we got two free drinks and they had snacks and other stuff.
It's a nice answer. It's not right, but it is a nice answer.
Oh, well. Okay.
I'm glad you tried.
I am, too. It took me, like, 8 calls.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You were stuffed with callers.
Hard to believe, isn't it? Yes. Well,
no. absolutely, positively believable with you.
Oh, you're so kind. Well, thanks. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Okie doke.
Okay. And right now, there are 4 lines available for you as I speak. So 888-876-5593. We're going to get to Jeff here in Homewood. He knows all of his Seinfeld trivia. So, Jeff, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello.
So, Seinfeld, huh? Let's see what we can do this week.
Hi.
Let's see. Okay. What's the name of Kramer's friend who thinks Jerry is a phony?
Oh, let me see for a second.
picture of the guy. I just can't think of his name.
They get in a standoff on a parking spot outside Jerry's apartment.
Right. He got his hands. He ended up in the trunk of Jerry's car at one point. I don't know. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Oh, you'll be upset. It's Mike.
Yeah.
All
like right. I can picture the episode. I just couldn't think of his name.
Well, we will talk to you next week. Thanks.
Okay, have a good
appreciate
night.
It. You too. Yeah, so yes, it was George and Mike getting in that standoff on a parking spot outside Jerry's apartment because Kramer's friend thinks Jerry's a phony. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, and now we're wide open. All right, so you can have your own category if you want it because everybody knows something about something or charts or lyrics or whatever you want. It doesn't even have to be about music. It can be about absolutely anything, as we prove with things like hominins or World War II or whatever. We have one more bumper stumper coming up, and then after a while here, before the show is over, I'll reveal who you heard, and every one of them were on Sue. All right, so 888-876-5593. All right, so about this happy hour here. And it's funny, just so funny, because there are questions that I've had for a long time that I say, oh, I'm not going to ask that. Everybody will know that right away. And of course, those are the ones that turn out to take forever, while the ones that I think, oh, I've got a stumper now, go in a picosecond. So Happy Hours is a popular name for restaurant discounts at certain times of the day. 20 years ago, it was also the most popular name for this. Most popular name for what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I'm coming down, 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 down. Coming down with a heartache. I ain't sick, but I got a fever. Blood pressure running high. Pulse ain't right, I can't sleep at night. And here's the reason why.
So who is that? Yeah, 888-876-5593. It's on Sue, and Bobby Darin co-wrote it, too. But who is that? 888-876-5593. That'll be your last bumper stumper. They were all on Sue. That was the theme. And we'll explain who they all were, including that one where they have that announcer doing the intro, who was one of my favorite disc jockeys, and a guy who got done wrong during the Paola hearings, too. All right, yeah, that could be a long list. James on the south side is going to take some guests. What do you think, James?
Okay, I am thinking that it's okay. Happy hour is like the end of the work day.
Nope. It's a nice guess.
Okay, I'm going. Yeah, I'll take another second guess then.
All right.
Okay, that is basically a celebration?
Nope.
Okay. Let's see. Personal achievement?
Nope. Well, you've got a whole week to think about it.
Okay.
All right,
thanks.
Okay, right.
I was going to try to take a guess at who was saying that last
one.
It was good. It's
well,
not good.
Who is it? Who is it?
Okay. I was going to say Barbara Acton, but I don't think so.
The last song was a guy.
Oh, boy.
It sounded so good.
I didn't.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you're not alone, because it was a guy who actually was a big cross dresser, and it was a guy named Jackie Shane.
Oh.
All right.
Boy.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I say, Coming Down was he did other things, of course, but Coming Down was I thought notable because of Bobby Darin co-writing it. I don't think Bobby necessarily co-wrote it for Jackie Shane, but nonetheless, that's the way it turned out. So 888-876-5593. In minutes, I'll reveal them all, I promise. But a couple more guesses here, and Derek in Des Plaines, what do you think?
Hi, hello again.
Yes.
I remember about 20 or so years ago, it was kind of the early days of the cloud storage services online, like the, maybe Dropbox was around, or, some of the, maybe the services that were around before that. They had a thing, I think they some of them called it a happy hour.
That's nice. You're right about that, but that's not where we're going at all, but you're right about that.
Oh. All right. Yeah, do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I love that you remembered
it. It was during off-peak times. They wanted you to use bandwidth during off-peak times.
Well,
or something
right.
called it happy hour.
Right, they had happy hour. And then, of course, all the CompuSuck, as we used to like to call it, sales and specials, because that cost us so damn much money. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
So, 888-876-5593. I mean, I knew you were supposed to get offline and compose your answer and put, no, I'd just stay online for an hour, and then the bills would come. All right, I think I kept a family in Columbus alive for a few years, thanks to CompuSuck. All right, Jerry and Sherry is back in Naperville with the final guesses for tonight. What do you think?
I don't know. I asked for a different category.
Oh, you asked for a different category? What category did you want?
I wanted major market company... symbols.
Stock
like
symbols?
McDonald's is MCD. So tell me a company and maybe I can tell you the...
No, we do it the other way around. I'd give you the symbols and then you could tell me the company, but we got to do that next week because there's no time tonight, but I promise that'll be
next week's category. That's fine. I thought you might have one up the top of your head.
I will do that next week and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, good deal. All right, Vengeance was by the Matadors. And as I mentioned, they were a great group. They changed their name too often, though. Barbara George, and they're big in New Orleans, in fact, at the Dewdrop Inn, where you would have seen Jackie Shane from time to time. Barbara George, of course, Send For Me. It was Don Covey that did Believe It or Not with all those song titles from hits in 1958. The Four Jokers did Run Around. The Soul Sisters did I Can't Stand It. Now, Bobby Hendricks did Psycho. And like I say, to me, the record wasn't Bobby Hendrix's part. It was absolutely the announcer. Just so good.
After today, young man, I don't think you'll have need of my consultation any longer. I know now that all your troubles started at that dance.
Well, the singer is, Bananafy, tell me that's not the name game. But the singer was Bobby Hendricks. But the guy doing the announcer part, playing the psychiatrist in Psycho from 1960, was Dr. Jive, Tommy Smalls. Dr. Jive was terrific. And he was the first Dr. Jive on WWRL. And in the early 50s, mid-50s, he had a club in Harlem, Smalls Paradise. And he was just as big as it got for all the reasons that he deserved. And unfortunately, got caught up in the Paola hearings. And that was it. He later was one of the founding members of NARA, which became NATRA, and all that. And sadly, died 45 years old. And I heard it was a long illness, but I don't know what. And man, rest in peace. But he was terrific, Dr. Jive. I loved him. All right, then we had Ike and Tina Turner doing I Elize You. And it was the Señores doing May I Have This Dance. Again, a group that changed their name more often than we change our clothes. It'll Never Be Over For Me was Baby Washington. And our last song coming down that Bobby Darin co-wrote was Jackie Shane. So those them are the Bumper Stumpers, all on Sue. The Happy Hours question will remain for next week. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Brett for keeping us on the air and John for screaming your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes the difference. Do it again 21 hours from now. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.